PRI, Public Radio International.
As American as apple pie with whipped cream and a cherry on top. A star-spangled red, white, and blue concert from guest conductor Michael Stern. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. An American in Paris by George Gershwin, Leonard Bernstein's Complete Fancy Free Ballet, Copland's Appalachian Spring, and Charles Tomlinson Griffiths' The Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan. It's all on the way. I'm Jim Cunningham. Who can ask for anything more? This program is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Michael Stern returns to Heinz Hall as guest conductor. He is the music director of the Kansas City Symphony. This concert begins with The Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, composed for piano in 1912 and orchestrated in 1916, with inspiration from the poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Pierre Monteux gave the world premiere with the Boston Symphony. It was a huge hit just 4 months before Charles Tomlinson Griffiths died. Griffiths could be the American Debussy.
It is Impressionism. It is absolutely, and here's a tragedy, because if he had lived longer, I think he would have produced a real body of ravishing music. I mean, it's really an extraordinarily well-written work. There is a sort of whiff of the kind of Impressionism that we think of in terms of Debussy, for instance. But it doesn't sound like a Debussy wannabe. It sounds, it sounds authentic, and it sounds genuine because of his mastery of the craft. He also uses the orchestra in a really subtle way. So the oboe solos and the exoticism of it, you know, and as the title would suggest, the flute solo, the oboe solos, even the string solos, and the way the harps glide in and out of the texture, sort of like gossamer touches of sound, all of that is really well done in his score. And the idea of the piece is sort of like a memory. It's not real. Right, it's this imagination run amok. And so in this little vignette, it's 10 minutes, you have this kind of, you're peering through a scrim, you know, not everything is quite clear. And then some details emerge, then color, then this incredible sense of rhythmic, of human vitality. And then it sort of ebbs away and it's just like, was it real? I think it was a dream. And it's just beautifully wrought. And he does the whole thing in 10 minutes. It's exactly in the same sound world and the same spirit as Debussy does for Afternoon of a Fawn.
Here is Michael Stern to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, The Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Michael Stern. It was the Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan, Opus 8, by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Fritz Reiner conducted the Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on the 23rd of January, 1942. Charles Tomlinson Griffiths was born in Elmira, New York in 1884. He died in New York City in April of 1920. Griffiths supplied a program note for the premiere of the Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan. He said, "I have taken as a basis for my work those lines of Coleridge's poem describing the stately Pleasure Dome, the sunny Pleasure Dome with caves of ice, the miracle of rare device." Jim Cunningham with you through the miracle of radio. This all-American concert continues with Leonard Bernstein's Fancy Free. The music heard first in Pittsburgh with Leonard Bernstein conducting the suite on January 14, 1945. This was just 2 years after he filled in for Bruno Walter with the New York Philharmonic in a nationally broadcast concert. Betty Comden and Adolph Green took the story of the ballet Fancy Free and made it into the musical On the Town. The ballet includes a gallop and a danzone.
The On the Town, I think, came first, right?
I think so.
And that was the genesis of the idea, because Betty and Adolph not only wrote the book and the lyrics for the songs, but put themselves in as the stars of the show, and Bernstein wrote the music. So the idea of that kind of wartime, young, in New York, shore leave energy became fodder for cabaret songs and a ballet and a Broadway musical all at once.
It's Bernstein and it's ballet music, so it moves.
It certainly moves. It's jazzy. And the thing about his music, which is really fantastic, it never sounds like it's pandering. So it sounds authentic because it really is, you know, and it has this kind of genuine vernacular, which is, first of all, it sounds only like him. And both rhythmically and harmonically, it sort of pulses sort of from the time, but doesn't sound dated, because he managed to sort of extrapolate all of those indigenous elements that he had grown up with, whether it was jazz and popular music and the piano repertoire, and he was a voracious studier of scores already, and he was, you know, he was just Mr. Music. He was music coming out of his pores. So everything sort of gets digested and filtered and synthesized, and then it comes out as really pure him. And that is, I think, the secret of why this music, for me, works so well. I think it's genius.
Here is Michael Stern to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Fancy Free, by Leonard Bernstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fancy Free by Leonard Bernstein, the complete ballet score with Michael Stern conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The ballet is set on a deserted street in Lower Manhattan in 1944. Three sailors on shore leave share a night with distractions from blondes and brunettes. Fancy Free. Composer Leonard Bernstein conducted the suite for the first time. The premiere was given in Pittsburgh at the Syria Mosque on the 14th of January, 1945. Our guest conductor, Michael Stern, is the music director of the Kansas City Symphony. He is the son of Isaac Stern, the great violinist. Leonard Bernstein was a family friend.
I played under him when I was at Curtis in the orchestra. He came and conducted. Growing up, he was my hometown conductor, because growing up in New York, he was the music director of the New York Philharmonic. And you can't have been a musician in America in the last, I don't know, 60 years and not have been affected and touched by everything that he did, even if you didn't know him. And the fact that we also had personal contact with him was just gravy.
He seemed a little torn over the conducting, playing, composing divide. You know, if only he'd had more time to compose, we'd have had more.
Well, there's that. I mean, you know, you make time, and he loved to conduct. So yeah. He made time to conduct as well as, you know, all the other extracurriculars that he liked. And, you know, everybody says, even maybe he himself would have said, oh, if I had done less of this, I would have had more time for that. But he was who he was because he did all those things. I mean, I can't think of anybody else who is, you know, the composer of arguably one of the finest, if not the finest, Broadway score ever in West Side Story, a composer of serious concert music of real weight and meaning, an unbelievable pianist, an incredible educator, lecturer, writer, and above all, one of the great conductors of the 20th century. I mean, there's nothing that he didn't touch in music that didn't somehow pan out for him. So the idea of saying, well, if he had done less of one thing, it would have been better for the other corner of his life, sort of flies in the face of his voracious curiosity and his incredible ability to juggle all these things and do them all so well.
Michael Stern will return with Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring and George Gershwin's An American in Paris. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. Just look for Listen Now, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. I hope you're right. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it will help with reading concert programs in low light. Hopefully, it will not disturb your seatmate. It even magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide. Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Manfred Honeck has recorded Dvorak's Eighth Symphony. It was nominated for a Grammy with the Pittsburgh Symphony. He also recorded Dvorak's Violin Concerto with Anne-Sophie Mutter and the Berlin Philharmonic. You would know that if you'd read Manfred Honeck's biography. It's in the Radio Guide. You'll find a list of all the programs in the season and information about the Pittsburgh Symphony. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. Let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. It's made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio on PRI, Public Radio International.